outside. It's not just a little cold. It was
really cold.
Or if your mother cooked something that you liked, you might would say it was just good. It was good.
Very good, delicious.
Okay. What about something that you might say to yourself if you did something that, if you were hammering something like so, if you got through screaming, you might say.
Now, in that sort of a case where I hit myself or maimed myself, I don't think that I would swear in that case. I would more likely swear when something happened that was beyond my control to me. When somebody did something to me or something did something to me. And I don't swear very much. I say things like good Lord, but that's not really very strong to me. I just use that as a mild ejaculation. My God or oh God would be stronger, and I would use those in situations of distress, but I do use those with some regularity. The strongest thing I would ever say is damn. I would use it as an adjective, that damn something or other, or I would use damn just by itself. And I very, very rarely use them in public. I like to save them up for special occasions. So if you ever hear me saying damn, you will know that that is very strong.
Same thing for this question. Something you might say when you're excited or surprised. Pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. I would just say very innocent, mild things like gee.
Or maybe when you're peeved or put out with yourself for doing something silly or stupid.
I would say blast or curse it or something like that.
And something that you heard someone else say about you that you don't particularly care for, you might say why her saying that.
The very idea. I think I've been noticing that I've been saying idea about every other question, so we've probably got about 90 instances of idea on this record.
Okay. And when you meet somebody, what might you say to way of greeting them, asking about their health?
How are you?
And would you say the same thing to a stranger?
I might, but I also do say how do you do when I'm introduced to a stranger. I don't always, but I've noticed myself doing it a couple of times this year.
Okay. And if someone's been to visit and you want them to come back sometimes, you might say, well, I hope you'll come.
Come again.
And around December the 25th, you greet someone by saying,
Merry Christmas. You say that both in meeting and in leaving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or anything else, maybe people say to each other, kind of a game when they see each other for the first time on Christmas morning.
Now, I never was familiar with the custom of saying Christmas gift. And the first... Well, this Thanksgiving, it was Thanksgiving Day, and my aunt came over to my other aunt's house where we were having Thanksgiving dinner, and when she opened the door, she jokingly said, Christmas gift. And that's the only instance I know of anybody in my family using it. It was never used by either one of my parents.
And around January 1st, you'd say?
Happy New Year.
Ever heard the equivalent of that Christmas gift business?
No.
And someone has done you a favor, you say, I'm much to you.
I probably would not say I'm much obliged. I probably would say I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about something you might need to do, you're not sure whether you're going to have the time, you might say, well, I'll have time.
I think I'll have time.
Okay. If you need to get some things in town, you might say you need to go
shopping.